Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you'll use it to your advantage. Check it out, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and check out our blog as well while you're there. The blog, by the way, you can come and get on the homepage, or you can go directly to it by going to jimsblog.biz, or you can, instead of coming to get it, we'll send it to you, will you? We'll send it right on over to you. So let us know about that. Whatever you like, and that's just as free as the newsletter is. Everything on our site is free except for the books, and you know how that works. Ken Grundbach is our guest. He has a book, too. It's called Common Census. Ken is our generational expert in the Brain Trust. He's the president of KGA Advertising and our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust. Ken, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you back. You're all on Twitter about being here, aren't you, Ken?
Well, you know, you can't help but be excited when somebody talks to you. You're infectious. I don't know how you do it in the morning. Is it morning where you are?
Of course. You mean over here in Rhodesia? Sure, it's morning in Rhodesia. It's morning. Listen, it's morning everywhere wherever I am. I just love doing this. I tell you what, Ken. I think about small businesses.
Yeah.
I think about how hard they work. I think about them working this high wire act that they work without a net. I think about the hopes and the dreams that they have. I think about the impact that they make on their employees, on the families of their employees, on their customers. I think about how many customers would be so unhappy if their business just went away. And I think about how dedicated they are and what great human beings small business owners are. And it just makes me want to work harder.
You know, I wholeheartedly agree.
They're so worthy of whatever we can offer them, whatever we can do to support them. They're so worthy. And, of course, Ken, you being small business, me being small business, we know how cuddly and huggable we are, right?
Yeah, big time.
So well, let's talk about the generations. Have you been watching the PBS special called, I think it's called The Boomer Years. Have you seen that?
Dykewald?
It was on PBS this week, I think.
And yes,
it was,
I have. Yes,
I caught part of it.
Yes, very very interesting. I believe that is Kent Dykewald, and he's like the preeminent demographer in the United States, and it's very very well done. I encourage people to watch that.
If you get a chance, I recorded it. I didn't get to watch all of it, but I recorded it on my DVR, which is a pretty cool device, by the way, folks. If you don't have one, you might want to check into that. But
DVR.
Anyway, I recorded digital video recorder. But anyway, it was a lot of history, but also but not what I saw wasn't as much real, you know, demographic substance as you give us, Ken, when you join us.
I tell you, Kent Dykewald and I are different. He spends a bit more time going into the psychographics of the different generations.
Right, exactly.
I spend a lot more time in just the macro numbers, and I'm more comfortable there. He's more comfortable with the psychographics. I mean, you know, talking about the personalities of the generations. I am much more comfortable in just understanding their critical mass.
Well, the truth is, though, as the recipient of your information and his information, we and as business owners, we actually need to think about both, don't we?
Yeah, you do. You do, in a sense that you need to identify your customer. And if your customer is, in fact, the boomer, then it would behoove you to understand what their personality was like or what's next. What are they going to be thinking about next? Right now, they're...
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now, every 8 seconds, a boomer is turning 50.
50?
50. Every 8 seconds.
That ship has sailed for me.
What?
And for you.
I know. 10 years ago. So there are more boomers, more people in the United States will be 50 this year than any other time in our history.
In the history of humanity.
In the history of the United States. Yeah, mm-hmm. History of humanity, correct.
Well, but I like what you're saying about, I really think that's an excellent point about the difference between the way you think about the demographics and the generations and the way he thinks about them. And the reason we need to have both is because a demographic is a behavior pattern of a group of people, basically, isn't
right.
it? And the numbers of those. But not only do you need to know how they think and how they buy and what they want, et cetera, you also need to know what is the size of that universe. How big are they? And what is the opportunity there? And we're going to get Ken to help us sort those things out right after these messages. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. Here is Van Halen to take us out. Atlanta Rhythm Section, ladies and gentlemen. Do it no matter what the people say. Do it or die. That's like you and me, folks. That's got to be our theme song, hasn't it? The Atlanta Rhythm Section, ARS. They didn't realize that they were doing the small business theme song when they wrote that song and performed it. And Ken Grumbach is our guest. He knows all about that, don't you, Ken?
Safety nets. Yeah, everybody wants safety nets. If you think about safety nets, please don't go into business for yourself.
That's exactly right. We work a high wire act without a net, and that's exactly right. If you're not, if you can't multitask, if you're risk averse, if you just can't handle pressure, clock in tomorrow. Right? All right, Ken. Be sure to clock in tomorrow or today. Okay, we're talking about demographics. This study of how people behave and what size a group of people are. White males, 35 to 52 or whatever the range is, or Hispanic females, 18 to 35, whatever the range is, as well as the generational waves. Right, Ken?
That's right. And well, the big story in the United States is the waves. I mean, because we have big population falls. No,
and the waves are the GI generation, the forgotten or the lost generation, whatever they call
generation.
Them. The silent generation, then the boomers, then the Xers and the Ys.
Exactly.
Which are also called the echo boomers.
Exactly.
Right.
The Ys are a big story. The Ys are entering the workforce now, Jim. And they're entering the workforce en masse. And the easiest way that you could just go to a fast food operation, and you'll see at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you'll see high school kids working at fast food for the first time in 20 years.
Yeah, I have noticed that. Let me ask you now: how old are these Ys? What's the leading edge of the Y?
The leading edge of the Y is 22 years old and under.
Okay. Yeah. So they're just now graduating from college, aren't they?
Yeah, they're just getting out of college. They're just beginning to be felt by the workforce itself.
And folks, and I'll give you another perspective on that, Ken. I am behind the leading edge of the baby boomers. My two children are close to the middle of the Gen Xers, and their children are kind of the trailing edge of the Y generation. So if you that kind of helps me to keep up with the generations a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
But the big story is why in the workforce, what's going to happen? Because we had an extraordinary amount of immigration from south of the border to come and take the entry-level jobs in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And justly so, because they weren't being filled, period. Because
right.
Generation X didn't have the critical mass to fill them.
Right.
Now,
we still have 2 million jobs going unfilled in the United States today. Do you know that?
Well, we need 300,000 truck drivers still.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have some issues, but believe me, Jim, we are in much better shape than the rest of the Western world.
Mm-hmm.
Much better.
Europe's in big trouble, aren't they?
Well, that's the second big story internationally. is fertility rate or replacement rate. Mm-hmm. A couple has to have 2.1 children, or you don't replace yourself, mm-hmm. and you need to replace yourself.
We kept trying to have that 0.1, and we weren't able to make that happen.
Is that right?
We tried.
Anyway. Well, but that is the case. Mm-hmm. Europe simply is not replacing themselves.
They have a declining birth rate, and also Japan, same thing.
Keep going.
They're kind of part of the West only because of their industrialized situation over there. Otherwise, they're not. But what does all this mean to small business owners, Ken?
Well, just there are some incredible opportunities. One of them is the Latino market in the United States. The Latino market in the United States right now is the bulk of Latinos are 22 to 42. And unfortunately, or depending on how you look at it, we really don't have a good count on them. It's just the way it is. But there could be 30 million of them. I mean, it's a huge, huge market. Mm. They're getting into their, they're advancing in their careers.
Hispanics have now overtaken blacks in the last couple of years as an increased. They're a larger minority than blacks are.
Oh yeah. It happens to be, if anyone was going to be an immigrant in the United States, Latinos. Really are the best thing that could happen to us because they assimilate very, very quickly. I know some people don't think that, but they mm-hmm. do. They assimilate much more quickly than the Germans ever did a lot of the Europeans that have different languages took generations to assimilate. Latinos assimilate in a generation.
Hmm. I've got a small business. I've got a restaurant. I've got a tire store. I've got a used car dealership. I've got an insurance agency. What does all that mean to me?
Well, how about a tire store? One of the people that if you take a look at the Latino community and cars for young people, they tend to far more accessorize a car than
And you're not stereotyping. You're just calling it from a merchandising standpoint, like it
oh,
is.
Oh yeah. Oh, you have to do that.
Yeah.
And that's not a stereotype.
So think about that. If you're in that kind of business, add that kind of merchandise to your product lines and advertise it. Let them know that you have the stuff.
You know who does that very, very well? Go into Pep Boys. I think Pep Boys understands the Latino market.
Mm-hmm. Ken, hold on to that thought. We got to take a quick break, folks. You know how this works. We got to take a quick one. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're visiting with our good friend Ken Grumbach, the author of Common Census. Small business advocate and having a great visit with our good friend Ken Grumbach. It's Grombach, Kenneth W. Grumbach, and the book is Common Census. But Ken, you got a website, and you've also got a blog, don't you?
Yeah, the blog is taking off. The blog is kgcdirect.squarespace.com.
Okay. KGC Direct. KGC or KGA?
KGC.
KGC Direct. dot.
Squarespace.
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 Right.
Like
dot, dot com. Kind of like just like Square SpongeBob SquarePants, but only Squarespace, right? And dot com. Okay, so check that out, folks, when you get a chance. Blogs are taking off, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, our
blog has two.
The secret is, it's like a cow. You have to milk it every day.
That's right.
You have to pay attention.
Sometimes twice a day. I grew up on a farm. You have to milk those guys twice a day. Hey, Ken, we're talking about folks. We're talking about demographics and generation waves. One of the things that I think we need to pay attention to with generations, and I'm going to use the boomers as an example. And this was your friend, the guy who I've forgotten his name, who narrated probably produced the PBS special last night on the boomer years. He said. Ken Dykewall, he said that my parents, your parents, when they got to the retirement years, they were likely to move into a retirement community with other people their own age and literally retire, not work. He said the boomer generation is not going to be likely to move into those places. They're going to be more likely to want to be around younger people, and they're going to keep working. Now, that's completely opposite of what our parents did. And you know what? When he said those things, when he said both of those things, he hit me between the eyes. That's exactly what I'm going to do as a boomer. I'm not going to move into an old folks community or a retirement community. I'm not going to stop working. I'm going to keep working for my whole life. No matter what kind of, whether I got any money or no money, I'm going to keep working. So he's exactly right about that. And that, so what does that tell you? You know, that's an indicator for people who provide products for people in my generation.
Exactly. Keep this in mind. This is the axiom, Jim. The boomers will be the youngest old people in the history of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
I'm fighting it with every fiber of my being, Ken.
Oh, listen.
And no surgery either, by the way, folks.
No. But that's a hallmark of the boomer. The boomer is not going to go quietly, not going to go gently. The boomer is going to change. The boomer is all about change.
We're going to be a demographic force,
yes,
to the last one, aren't we?
Oh. Oh,
much more so than our parents were.
Even the way we're buried.
but then the generations behind us, they're going to have their own personality. And then you have to realize how big they are. The Gen Xers are what? What do you think Gen Xers are? 50 million or so?
They're probably about 65 million. But they're 11%.
Really?
Yeah, they're about 11% smaller than the boomers. Now, keep in mind, though, it depends on the way that you classify.
You count them. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And I count every 20 years.
You know, one of the things that's really being felt in the marketplace right now, Ken, with the Gen Xers, is the way they are in the workplace, and managers, baby boomer managers, are really sometimes struggling to connect with the Gen Xers in the workplace.
They don't connect at all. Oh, it's simply a product of supply and demand. See, if you're between 22 and 42 right now, there are more jobs than there are people for that age category.
Mm-hmm.
Period. More jobs than people between 22 and 42. It will be.
That's where those 2 million jobs are going wanting, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, and that's where all the immigration is. It's just a natural thing. However, we're going to fill the work. We have a homegrown workforce now that's the biggest one in our history, and it's under 22 years old. It will change everything. It will bring manufacturing back to the state.
You think you're really high on the Gen Ys, aren't you?
Oh yeah,
you're the one who predicted that it would be by the time people quit making babies for Gen Ys, it'll be 100 million.
It will be 100 million. It might even exceed that, Jim.
Wow.
However, and you know, from a demographic standpoint, the immigrants are saving us, because right now, as we speak, half the babies born in the United States are born of Latino parents.
They're filling in the gaps, aren't they?
If we didn't have that, we would be in the same place as Europe.
Yep, yep. And our economy, there's no question about it, our economy would be different. Hey, Ken, give us that blog again, please, quickly.
www.kgcdirect.squarespace.com.
And the book is called Common Sense. It's Ken Grumbach, ladies and gentlemen. Ken, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll
My
see you
pleasure.
Next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.